This recording, Illinois 24, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onuroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal cloud would be suffering from a rare form of foot-and-mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Kama, Kama," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Kama was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Kama and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much. But Miss Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. So, living in the northwest side of Chicago, I feel like I had a pretty good childhood. There were a lot of kids on the block, and behind my house, we have an alley with apartments, so there are also tons of kids in that area. And, you know, we'd all get together and play in the alley, and we'd ride our little scooters, and my brother would always hit his ankle on the scooter, which was really funny because all the other kids would laugh. Yeah, and then we would ride them. We have this corner store on the edge of our block, and we would all gather at the corner store and, you know, get our little quarters together and, you know, get candy, and we'd share it with each other outside on the step of the corner store. And we'd go over to the park, because there's a park right across the corner store, which is right down from my block, and Hiawatha Park. And we'd go there and we'd play on the swings and we'd run around and like tackle each other in the middle of the fields. Because I was a tomboy. So it was a lot of fun. And I remember my mom was always saying, like, be home before the streetlights come on. Because we didn't have cell phones. Me and my brother are both Caucasian, but we've always lived in Chicago. My dad was from Chicago. My mom was from Maywood. So, like, my dad was more from, like, Logan Square area, and then when he became a cop, we moved more. He's been on the force for, like, 25 years.